The committee will come to order. We have two matters to take up today. One is Senate Bill 517, relates to the Workers' Compensation Act. It was introduced by the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee at the request of the State Department of Labor. It intends to reduce the number of employers controverting workers' compensation plans by bringing the time periods for the filing of physicians' notices, employer controversial claims, and payment of claims into what's claimed to be a more workable time frame. And Ms. McClintock from the Workers' Compensation Division is here to testify. There is in your folder a sectional analysis which explains the bill. Apparently the bill has three sections to it. Four sections to it. Those are explained.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, my name is Jackie McClintock, Director of the Workers' Compensation Division. Basically, we've summarized what the bill does, and very briefly, I'll just summarize that it'll require the physician to file a medical report within 14 days instead of the current 20. The time period to controvert a claim will be extended to 21 days instead of 14 days. But by the same token, the maximum time to pay benefits to an injured worker will be shortened to 21 days from 28. In other words, a physician will file a medical report within 14 days, and the insurer employer will have 21 days in which to say, I controvert the claim, or I'll pay the claim. Our experience has been with the time factors of 14 days to controvert, but the maximum time of 28 days to pay is, and particularly with the physician's report, not getting there until after the time period runs that they have to controvert a claim, is causing a lot of knee-jerk, I think, reaction. And resulting in more controversies than I think are necessary.
Let me ask a dumb question, Mr. Chairman. What is
deny? Deny a claim.
Yes, sir. Okay.
The Division of Insurance had done an audit about 6 or 7 months ago now, of an insurer in particular that we were having a problem with. And that was one of the main problems that he saw, Don Koch of the Division of Insurance, that while they had a longer period of time to pay, they were forced to controvert before they really had adequate information on which to make an informed decision on the claim.
Under existing law, the doctor has 20 days to notify the board as to the giving or receiving of treatment, right?
Yes, sir.
And the employer has 14 days to controvert. It's between the employer's decision, which has to do, I understand, more with liability than the damages. But still, the employer makes that judgment sometimes a week before their doctor's report.
Yes, sir. But the problem is he has to controvert. The employer has to controvert that claim in 14 days.
So what you're proposing is to let the decision about controversy be made in the wake of at least the initial medical finding. Because, for example, I suppose if the doctor says, there's nothing wrong with this employee, but I put a Q-tab on his finger, that might avoid a controversy that would otherwise exist.
Yes, sir. Yes. Actually, this is about the first bill I can think of for a long time. It does a little bit for everybody. It gets payment of benefits to worker faster. It gives a 7-day grace period or longer period on controversies for the employer and insurer to give an informed decision on. And we think it will probably reduce some of the problems we're having.
Well, Scott Wetzel Services, the insurance group, Renee Mary, Vice President, she's a member of the Judicial Council.
Yes.
She has a stature. Says that this bill will provide additional workload due to the time and effort that we spend in reporting the workers' compensation division, writing letters and explanations on why those are not being paid in 14 days.
Excuse me, Senator, I do have a To Whom It May Concern letter by Renee Murray dated March 9, 1984, but I also have a copy of a letter that went to you. I met with Ms. Murray and with the Workers' Compensation Committee of Alaska several weeks ago. And on the letter of March 15, 1984 to you, in which she advised that she had incorrectly interpreted the bill. Yes. Renee Murray.
I was drawing my
my opposition to the bill, she says. I suppose she has a right to change her mind about the bill, and we do that here.
Okay.
Okay.
She had incorrectly, she thought we were asking for a penalty on medicals, and she just misinterpreted Kyle's.
Right. Are there questions of Ms. McClintock? No, thank you.
Thank you.
Are there other persons who want to be heard?
Chairman,
does AGC have a position?
$74,000.